take only 2 minutes. Only I will meditate today on something very important. Like I love the part from the Roman 8. So I prefer that everyone go home today and read Roman 8. Romans 8, it's the chapter that I feel that it's really fill everyone. Every Christian should read it and should like know it by heart actually. So the part which is like I will wanted to meditate on it on specifically on Romans 8, it's who shall separate us from the love of Christ? And if you really wanted to meditate on this part, like who can separate me from the love of Christ? Romans 8:35. St. Paul gives us a strongest declaration of the faith of entire the Bible. Whatever I pass through tribulation, through any like anything, any troubles, God will pass through it. But for example, if we go to the three, you remember in the Old Testament, the three young people that who like pushed them in the fire furnace. God didn't, for example, like have a rain, okay, to quench the fire. No, they push it into the fire, and God come in the fire to save them. So that's why if we are inside the troubles, there is nothing will separate me from the love. That's why God, Jesus Christ, was inside the storm, inside the boat. Okay, and he said to the disciples, I am with you. No doubt. That's why the troubles cannot separate me from Christ. If God loves me, so they have a question always, why am I suffering? So why am I suffering? Always say these questions. I attend a lot of funerals. I went to all the hospitals, and I had the same questions from the people. Why we are suffering? God said, we will pass through suffering. But I will never leave you. That's why in Romans 8:37 he said, in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Believe me, if you are suffering, only look to the cross. If you are in trouble, look to the cross. And see his face, and he suffered for me. If I wanted to see the love, I will see he on the cross. That's why nothing in creation is stronger than his love. Paul reaches that climax, which is apart from Romans 8:38-39, he said, for I am persuaded معناها أنا متأكد مقتنع 100%, 100% sure, it's not maybe, I think. He didn't say this poor word. The word was very strong. أنا مقتنع ومتأكد 100%. That neither death, or nor life, nor angel, nor principalities, nor powers, nor any other created things shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In Christ. No one will be in trouble, and it has them go wicked. There is no one will be troubled if I'm in Christ. Even the storm come to me very strong. That's why he said, I am persuaded. أنا متأكد ومقتنع 100%, I'm sure from that. That's why, so he is convinced for that. So my circumstances change, my feeling change, people maybe change, but the love of Christ will never change. And as I said, the cross is a proof. The proof of what? I'm going through trouble, but he loves me. He was crucified for me. Even I'm a sinner. But maybe I'm a sinner. I'm not worthy. Yeah, but he gave us his body. And he said, come to me and I'll be with you. The message today to carry home, it's very, very easy. When I'm afraid, I have to think that his love is greater. If I'm suffering, his love is greater. If I feel alone and lonely, his love is greater. If I fall, his love is greater. I have to understand that his love is greater than everything, than anything. So, again, nothing, we can't say that nothing bad will happen for me, but I can say whatever happens, nothing can separate me from Christ. The last word I will, as a sentence I will telling you, the greatest security in the Christian's life is not that nothing will happen to us, but it's knowing that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. This is what the capsule that I wanted to tell you. Nothing will separate me. Nothing, whatever happened, and nothing will separate me from the love of Christ. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Il muore ne posi. Destroyed by the loving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the air with heavenly peace, by windows of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Perfect peace, love, and holy apostolic graces.
According to your goodwill, O God, fill our heart with your peace, cleanse us from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil until in death. And make us all worthy, our Master, to greet one another with the holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Greet one another with the holy kiss. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Yes, Lord, who art Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer in order, stand with trembling, look towards the east, let us attend.
The Lord be with you all. Let us give thanks to the Lord. Axeion kezinko. Axeion kezinko. Alin sosa harchen omet min, Axeion kezinko.